One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
That's right. Golf is the language spoken here every Sunday on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hello and welcome. I'm Jay Ritchie, together with the Duke, producer Robert DeCosa in Master Control. We are back and ready to talk golf on what should be a great Sunday for golf at the 106th PGA Championship in Kentucky. Thank you for being out there and for listening and for being the most important part of what we do. We're talking golf today with Jeff White, the new president of the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. Jeff spent part of the week at the PGA Championship in Valhalla, and we'll ask him about that, and we'll also ask him about some of the challenges facing golf courses in America when it comes to training, retaining, and recruiting employees, especially in today's tough job market. Later in the show, golf writer and author Kurt Sampson will be back. Kurt spent better than a quarter of a century covering golf for Golf World, Golf Magazine, and Golf Digest. He's no stranger to the PGA Championship. He's got lots of great golf stories, and he'll share a few with us. Plus, he recently started a new venture, a publishing company involving golf courses, and we'll talk to him about that today on Tee to Green.
Sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
Like we always say, it's America's longest-running network radio golf show. It's Tee to Green. Now you can listen on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, and with the Sirius XM app, you can listen anytime, anywhere, any place. Just punch in Tee to Green on the SXM app. I'm Jay Ritchie, teeing it up and talking golf with Jeff White from the Golf Course Superintendents Association. Next, here on Tee to Green.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan?
Total.
At an amazing price?
Total.
With no contracts?
Total.
Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
News, interviews, and lots of fun, too, for everyone interested in golf. And we do it every Sunday for you right here on Tee to Green. It's the Golf Show. I'm Jay Ritchie. Our producer, Robert DeCosa, the Duke, is in master control. And it's another home edition of the big show on a big weekend for golf. All eyes, everyone focused on the PGA Championship, the 106th PGA Championship, second major of the year going on at Valhalla in Lexington, Kentucky, and we'll be focusing on that as well today here on Tee to Green. Hope you've been able to watch. Interesting week, and an interesting week for Scottie Scheffler, the world's number one golfer. On the show today, we've got Kurt Sampson later in the hour. If you've been a golf fan for the last 30-plus years, I'm sure you've read an article or a book by Kurt, who's worked for Golf Magazine, Golf Digest, Golf World. He's written over a dozen books, most of them about golf. He started a new venture, too, a publishing company, and we're going to talk to Kurt about the PGA Championship and about his new publishing company later in the hour here on Tee to Green. Our first guest is ready to go on the Tee to Green guest line. Jeff White grew up in Osceola, Iowa, studied architecture at Iowa State in 2013. He was named director of agronomy at Indian Hills Country Club in Mission Hills, Kansas. And recently, he was named the 87th president of the GCSAA, the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. And we welcome, for the first time, Jeff White to Tee to Green. Hi, Jeff. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Jay. Thanks for having me. Doing well. It's a beautiful day here in Kansas City.
So, happy to have you. You spent a little time this week at Valhalla?
I did. I woke up to numerous texts saying, what did I do to Scottie Scheffler? it was a great experience to be down there, and obviously some little bit of chaos, but sure make that track look like it's easy, but it's not. We walked the whole place a couple times and the staff a couple evenings and connect our members down there, and it is a beast of for sure, making it look easy. Lots of chip-ins, lots of long putts. It's been a great week for the second major.
I was going to ask you, I've never been to Valhalla in person, but it just looks incredible on TV. What is it about that course?
It's different than what we see a lot anymore because it's on a big old tract of land. You know, we're so used to some tighter, smaller spaces in the normal world of golf, not necessarily the championship level of golf, but you just don't see properties that are that enormous and go back in history the way it does. And it's stretched out and hilly and a lot more elevation change than I would have pictured before being on property. And they've done a lot of nice touches to the during the remodel leading up to the PGA Championship. And I mean, it was in great shape. Too bad the weather wasn't cooperative, in terms of the rain staying away, but what an awesome property. And the folks of Louisville and the members of Valhalla were so welcoming and it was just a good vibe. Having had the luxury of attending several majors, it was a unique experience for me as well.
Yeah, and it's as far as the majors go, it's not the first time for Valhalla. The leaders are at 15 under par, which is a pretty good score in any major championship. What do you think? They're going to toughen it up today and make it tougher on them, or are they just going to leave it alone and let everybody have at it?
Well, I think they're giving it all they got. You know, the one variable you can't control as a superintendent is Mother Nature. She's batting 1,000 for her life. So John Ballard and his team down there had it in awesome shape going into it. It'll be towards the end of the day, each day, even the rainy day was on Friday. You know, the course got a little better and a little firmer, but they're doing everything they can to, especially on greens and green surrounds, to firm it up a little bit and make it a little more challenging. I don't think they've mowed rough all week. So as you've seen some interesting shots the last couple of days out of the flyer lies, all kinds of different lies and different ball flights and whatnot coming out of that deep rough. That'll be exasperated today as well. So although these guys keep most of the leaders are just pounding fairways and greens, so it's hard to make it hard if they're playing that well.
How's it holding up with thousands of spectators out there every day too?
I would say, I mean, the golf course obviously inside the ropes is pretty pristine. It's really, really good. The rain all day Friday did not help with the traffic areas, but that's to be expected. Whether it's wet or dry or hot or cold or everything in between, those areas are meant to be the areas that you destroy as you host a major or any championship as far as that goes. But the playing surfaces are, and I thought, I watched a little bit of late yesterday afternoon. I thought the greens were rolling as good or better later in the round than they were. Sometimes those long days drag out. We're down to what, 80 players or less now. But 190, whatever they started out with, on some greens that had more moisture than you would want them to. I think they're playing really well.
That's Jeff White. He's the 87th president of the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. We've got Jeff for two segments today. Jeff, let's talk about you and the GCSAA. First off, I mentioned in the introduction you studied architecture at Iowa State. Is that usually the pathway that people become golf course superintendents, studying architecture? How did that happen for you?
No, I went to school, I thought I wanted to be an architect. I love to draw and I still love to draw. I don't have any time to do it, but, I saw fourth and fifth year folks walking out of studios that had been in there for like 24 hours straight. And I'm like, maybe this isn't my cup of tea to be locked inside a cage and for hours on end. But, I grew up working outside and I just enjoy the outdoors. Friends, family, boating, hunting, fishing, all those types of things, hiking, biking. But I switched majors a couple times. The next one was construction engineering and then eventually got into horticulture and turf management. Just kind of by chance, I found it thumbing through things that they don't have anymore because we have this thing called the internet now. But thumbing through it, and I landed on the horticulture page and just started reading through it, and I reached out to Nick Christians, one of my mentors and longtime professor at Iowa State, and he kind of reeled me in from the first interview, and then the rest is kind of history.
Was there golf in your background too?
Some. My family was very casually played. As I grew up, I played a little bit more with friends who were, members of this club or that club, or a lot of public and media places. And my first couple experiences in golf were in little towns in Iowa, where there weren't bentgrass or poa or Bermuda greens. It was sand greens, and you had to drag your line, and you could rifle a 5-iron in from anywhere. It didn't matter because it was going to stick. So
yeah,
make sure your putt and hope it went in. But as I got into college and got to know some more people who were interested in golf, and I when I started working in golf, as a young superintendent, a young assistant superintendent, I played quite a bit because I had more free time with less pressure and expectations, and more time and working with people in my age group. And we played golf 5 or 6 nights a week at my original job. And part of it was because somebody had to stay a manager on duty and watch the high school kids finish out the last shift. So we just stayed together and played a lot of golf. And I fell in love with golf maintenance and the game even more as I went through college and started doing internships. And it's been a great career for me. Supported 2 girls who growing up through college, and it's been an awesome ride.
There you go. Golf Course Superintendent Association of America. He is the 87th president, which tells me that's an organization that has been around a while. I hear the music, which means we need to break. When we come back, Jeff will talk a little bit more about the GCSAA, what it is, what you guys do. And then we'll talk about what it's like to be head of an organization in today's economy, in today's golf environment as well. Jeff White, our guest, President, Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. Take a break here, and we'll be right back with more of Tee to Green.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Golfers listen because we speak their language 52 weeks a year right here on Tee to Green. It's the Golf Show. Our producer is Robert DeCosa, the Duke in Master Control. I'm Jay Ritchie. We'll get back to our guest, Jeff White, in just a second, but we'll have a quick message from our friends at Divot Magazine about Colorado's premier golf discount program. We're talking about the Green Saver. If you're tired of paying too much for golf, check out the Green Saver. You can save with half off, two for ones, other discounted green fees. Plus, there are discounts on carts, equipment, club fittings, lessons, golf travel, and much, much more. The Green Saver is now available in either book or mobile format or both. All of that for just $49. And the more you play, the more you're going to save. For just $49, you can enjoy lots of great golf without breaking the bank. For more information or to order, check out greensavergolf.com. That's greensavergolf.com, and never pay full price to golf again. Our guest, the 87th president of the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. We continue with Jeff White with the GCSAA right now. Jeff, 87th president, the organization's been around a while. Some people may know about it. Some people may not. Tell us, in a nutshell, what the GCSAA is all about.
Well, the GCSA is an organization that represents the over 20,000 golf course superintendents, partners, vendors, suppliers. I have the luxury and honor of representing that membership in the this year. We're closing in on 100-year anniversary with GCSAA. Folks that don't know about GCSA, it's located, national headquarters has been in Lawrence, Kansas, most of its life, which is about 30 minutes from where I'm talking to you from right now. As GCSA's board president and our board of nine and eight other folks from around the country that I get to serve with, we just look out for our members' interest and look for ways to protect their resources and improve their lives and continue their education, and so it's an organization representing our side of the game of golf. It's no different than the PGA of America or those types of other professional organizations.
Let's talk about some of the things on your agenda. I was talking to Mike Strauss about this, and he mentioned environmental programs, which are so big. They've always been big, but bigger than ever, it seems right now in golf.
Yeah, as we look to our neighbors to the north in Canada and our neighbors over in the EU, they're facing some challenges that we hope. I mean, we're all about doing the right thing, and we're not all about just going out and spraying chemicals to do this or that, or applying fertilizers to do this or that. It's really about integrated pest management and protecting our environment and letting people know that. Us as superintendents, we are stewards of the land, and really hard boards before me, this current board, about culturing those relationships with our lawmakers and legislators, and everything from city, local, state, all the way up to national governments. We were all out, and there was over 300 golf industry folks out in National Golf Day in Capitol Hill 2 weeks ago. had over 200 and some meetings with lawmakers, you know, talking about a variety of things, whether it be environmental concerns or protecting our resources or how we can help each other. So we're looking to be proactive and help all on one side protect our members' resources but on the other hand make business sense decisions that are friendly to the environment and protect the game of golf and the expectations that all of our players have, whether it's a $20 mini all the way up to, you know, high end club. We're all just doing the best we can with what we got, so that's a big one right now. Labor is also a big one. Just continues to be a big one as we move forward here. You know, I've lived on this board of directors through 2 years of COVID when golf was stagnant and came out just gangbusters on the backside. And we're looking for ways to capture that momentum and make sure we don't, you know, go back to a 2008 recession or any of those in the past where we had more course closures than openings. You know, because it's a great game. Those who are diehards get it. It's a great game, and we want to make sure that it's here to stay and for those generations to come to enjoy it the way that the current folks that play the game do.
Yeah, we're talking about efforts to train, retain, and recruit employees. If I'm a young guy or a young gal right now and I'm looking to get involved or get to find work in the golf industry, sort of a boots on the ground approach, what is it like right now? Is it healthy? Is it a place you want to take a look at?
Yeah, I mean the thing is that we're in a good place as far as supply and demand go, and there's going to be a whole set of baby boomers that roll off into of long-term great, you know, high-end jobs, and so there's going to be a lot of turnover coming up, and we need to replace every individual from the top of the leaderboard down to the bottom, you know, just starting out. And I actually ran into a kid at Valhalla. We were standing there waiting in line, and we're talking about golf, and he's volunteered at like 8 or 10 different majors. And I said, "What? You know, I just love the game." Or he's like, "No, I just love the people, and I love the game, and I don't really know what I want to do. I'm a sports management major." And so the conversations usually go like this: "Well, why don't you try going on, you know, get a job on a golf course, see what you think about it?" And we're kind of going back to where we started. You know, in the late '90s, early 2000s, we had the big golf, especially the residential golf boom, and then we had the Tiger, you know, factor too. That was golf was just zinging, and we turf schools. 2- and 4-year degree programs were turning out, you know, tons of students, and we got to the point where we were in bodies, we were oversupplied, and that turned a lot of people off. There wasn't a lot of upward movement. But as we look forward here in today's times, we're developing programs at GCSA to train and you know, educate the next generation that don't necessarily want to go. You know, through a two or four year program, but they just want to. They enjoy working outside, and that's kind of how golf course maintenance started way back in the day. Now we got a little hybrid system. You know, there's still those opportunities to do 2- and 4-year programs, but there's kind of some grassroots, you know, organically building from the ground up. Identify champions in our crew. You know, invest in them, and invest in their education, and hopefully they want to stay in it and become assistant superintendents and up to superintendents and move on from there.
Yeah, Jeff White, President, Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. Jeff, is that the First Green Program? Is that what you're talking about here? Is that part of it?
The First Green Program is introducing. Now it's developed into kind of a 2.0. But we started out having field trips come out to local schools to golf courses, kind of like an outdoor learning lab for STEM education. You know. And our hopes were to, you know, pique some people's interest in hey, maybe this, show them that this is a career and all the things that go into it and how, you know, how you can be creative and use lots of science and technology and math to do your job. And we're now into other programs such as JAG, but within First Green and JAG, and Warrior Alliance. We have a lot of labor programs. There's a lot of stuff going on to recruit labor because we know we have a serious situation. But as far as first grade goes, we're looking to move that into secondary education and kind of couple some things we've been doing with FFA as well, because FFA has a ton of kids in it, and just like several industries in America, there's just not enough jobs for all of them. And so we're trying to get in front of them as well to show them that, hey, this is a great career. You work outdoors. It's very rewarding. And first grade, FFA, JAG, STEM became STEAM this year, our conference show in Phoenix. We had a long-time supporter to add arts into the mix, because there is a creativity factor in what we do as well. And so it really encompasses a lot of different skill sets in what we do. It can be quite rewarding for no matter what interests you for a career.
Golf Course Superintendents Association of America, a lot on their plate as an organization and a lot on the plate of the 87th president of the GCSAA, Jeff White. Jeff, I know you're a busy guy. Appreciate you. I know you've been traveling a lot this week. Appreciate you taking the time to join us on Tee to Green today to tell us about that. You're in your term. How much longer do you serve as president?
I will be president until late January, early February.
Yeah.
And then
all right.
my good buddy T. Barker from Utah will be taking over the reins behind me. So.
Okay, busy few months ahead for you, and we do appreciate you taking the time to join us today here on Tee to Green. Thanks, Jeff.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you. Have a great day.
Jeff White, 87th president of the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. If you want to find out more about their environmental programs, their workforce development initiative, and the First Green program, just check out their website, Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. Kurt Sampson joins us next as we talk golf on this PGA Championship Sunday edition of Tee to Green.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, save big on Scott's Naturescapes mulch. Get 5 bags for just $10. And there's more. Get up to 40% off. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances. These deals are selling fast, so start shopping now. Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 529. Mulch excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Appliance savings vary based on purchase. See Lowe's.com for details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, and on your smartphone. It's TD Green. I'm Jay Ritchie, talking golf with you on another Sunday edition of The Big Show right here. And our next guest is with us, ready to go, on the TD Green guest line for the past, 25, 30 years or so, sports journalist, golf writer, author, Kurt Sampson. He's written more than a dozen books, including the definitive biography of one of the all-time greats, Ben Hogan. It's called Hogan. He's also written a couple of books on Tiger Woods, Chasing Tiger, most recently Roaring Back, The Rise and Fall of Tiger Woods. Other entertaining books from Kurt Sampson, The Slam, The Masters, The War by the Shore. And he doesn't just write about golf. He wrote a couple of books about basketball, including one called Furious George about George Karl. We're happy to... Oh, and he started a new venture right now called Strawn and Sampson, Club Histories Brought to Life. We're happy to welcome back to TD Green, Kurt Sampson. Hey, Kurt, how you doing?
What an introduction, Jay. Thank you.
Yeah, I think we're done for the show after that. So.
Thanks, everybody.
we'll be here all week. I know you kind of stepped away from the daily grind of weekly and daily grind of covering PGA Tour golf with the new venture that you're doing. We'll get to that in a second. But are you missing not being at the PGA this week?
A little bit. Yeah, there's... As you know, there's quite a bit of excitement. You get involved in the thing, and you know, we journalists try not to have a dog in the fight, but sometimes there's somebody you like and you want him to win. So I do miss that. Also, I'm enjoying what I'm doing now. I don't really enjoy, or didn't for so many years, trying to get a new interesting quote from somebody who doesn't want to talk to me. That wasn't easy.
Yeah. We'll get to what you're doing these days in just a minute, but any idea how many PGA championships you covered personally through the years?
Oh, you know, not that many. The Masters I didn't miss for a long time. PGAs less frequently. I didn't write any specific to the PGA book, so a handful, probably between five and ten. It's a good show, but you know what always struck me at any major was, even a U.S. Open, is how they're not as well run as the one major that goes back to the same place every year. It's a Swiss watch at Augusta National for the Masters. Those guys have it down pat, where, you know, your Valhalla has had a lot of majors, but they're only every 5 or 7 years or something. So as we saw at the front gate a couple of days ago, tragically, they just can't do it as well as somebody who does it every year.
Yeah, I can't see anything like that ever happening at Augusta. Can you?
Oh, my goodness, no.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Any great stories come to mind about your coverage or your being at some of the PGA championships? I know you've written a couple of books about Tiger, and he's got a couple of those, couple of Wanamakers in his trophy case.
Yeah, I was there for the Bob May Tiger Woods a playoff, and the absolute miracle bounce that Tiger got on the 72nd hole that is confounding people still. I don't, you may recall it. He yanked something dead left on the final hole of the competition, and then just had a great bounce or a series of them and got back in play. Was there some fan interference, somebody with a good foot? That's been some speculation. It's not a big, it's not an infamous thing, but it gave everyone some pause.
Yeah. Bob, whatever happened to Bob May, by the way?
I saw him interviewed in the not-too-distant past. I don't know if he's selling vacuum cleaners or what he's doing now, to be honest with you, Jay. Hopefully he's having fun. And what a Tiger's beating him was, how can you say anything Tiger did was flukish? Anyway, Tiger relied more on some great inspirational play right at the very end, more than May did. May was out of his mind too, but his stuff looked a little more solid than Tiger's right at the end. But you know, no offense, or I mean, detracts nothing from Tiger's win.
That Tiger Woods compared to the Tiger Woods we see these days, a lot, big difference, isn't there? Sadly.
Well, yeah, I suppose it's time marching on. Gosh, if you really want to get a look at it, and going back to Augusta National, watch Jack Nicklaus try to hit a golf ball nowadays. It's like he's covered in bubble wrap. He can't take it back very far. I think I read he said if he really nuts one, he can get it 190 yards, a far cry from the longest straight driver in history. Especially with a persimmon club and a Bellotta ball, but that's the way it goes, you know. I used to have a full head of hair.
Yeah, we're with Kurt Sampson, author, writer, sports journalist, and this new venture that you're. Let's talk about that a little bit. This new venture that you've undertaken, Strawn and Sampson, formed for the specific purpose of creating exceptionally well-written and designed club histories and commemorative golf-themed books. A great club deserves an exceptional book to tell its story. How did that come about? How did that happen?
You know, just along the way, both my friend John Strawn and I had written club histories, and both of us found the process to be rewarding in several ways. First, I would say is, and no offense to you, Jay, and what you do helping people like me with publicity, but with a privately published book, I don't have to do, I mean, I don't get to do media. I don't care about sales or reviews. Am or much of an editor. So in that way, the money is steadier and more secure, although maybe not as gaudy as if you hit a home run and have a bestseller. Still, I like the process. I've met some really interesting people that I wouldn't meet if I'm just in a media room at a tour event. Who, you know, the PGA Tour pros, their backgrounds are so homogenized. Rarely is there an interesting backstory. They just follow a path. Nothing wrong with that for them. But where's the paint salesman? And that was Arnold Palmer, or the grandson of a grave digger. That was Lee Trevino. Grandpa helped grandpa helped bring him up because Lee didn't know his father. Just a little less ease for the writer for me nowadays, because I find them to be a little less interesting.
Your partner, John Strawn, I know who John is. In fact, we had John on the show one time a long, long time ago. But tell us about him. Who's John Strawn?
Good dude, old friend. We met in Korea when we were both helping an architect named Desmond Muirhead promote his new venture there. John was CEO of Robert Trent Jones II and is himself an architect. So John does a bit of architecture writing in our books. I do the rest. And with his eye, maybe it's part of his architecture. He's got a great eye for design. So he liaises with the designer we hire and with the client. He's a real CEO type, where I feel like not really a loose cannon, but our setup allows me to do what I like to do, which is push the pen and do the interviews.
Yeah, Strawn and Sampson will research, write, design, and publish golf club and golf course histories. Basically, what I saw, the tagline, club histories brought to life. Is that pretty much what you're doing?
That's what we're attempting. In our short history, we've had good success, and we have a backlog. I guess the club that most of your listeners will have heard of is Sunningdale, which is in London, England, which is there, maybe there, Pebble Beach or Augusta National, at least in that vicinity, a wonderful old club. And then some more clubs in the U.S., in San Antonio, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Boston, and the one we're working on now, darn it, is a club called Nanea, which is in Hawaii. So I'm just back from Hawaii doing my very difficult job.
How does it go from, okay, we want you to tell our story? How does that go? How does that translate then into a book?
Oh, you know, the first place to start, Jay, you could see this, is find the oldest members, the ones who, you know, tomorrow isn't promised to any of us, of course, but if there's a member who's of mature years, you want to get his reminiscences on the record as soon as possible. Then, of course, there's the usual thing of digging through an archive, interviewing, you know, time with the architect of the clubhouse and of the golf course, the talkative members of the club. Those are the broadest strokes. And I find out I enjoy the process.
Yeah. Any plans at all to get back into a little bit anyway of writing or another? Is there another book or two in the works?
Jay, have you got a great idea for me? You know, I'd consider a great idea shoehorning it in on this kind of steady job I have now. I don't have that. I can't find another Hogan to write a biography about. I was asked to do a Phil Mickelson bio for some years, a few years ago. I resisted that. I can't put my finger on exactly why, but there's, I'm told, a perfectly good biography of him now by Alan Shipnuck.
That's right.
But I don't know the book. I've heard it's good.
Yeah. All right. Strawn and Sampson, if people want more information on that, you have a website or a place they can go?
We do. We have a website that's a C. But we've hired somebody to make it an A. So please, anyone curious or potential client, please have a look.
All right. Strawn and Sampson. We are with Kurt Sampson today here on Tee to Green. Kurt, thanks for taking the time. Travel safe in your travels with your new venture, and enjoy the rest of the PGA on TV today.
Jay, who do you like? Who's going to win?
I'm gonna go with either Xander Schauffele or Morikawa.
Okay, I'm gonna say Vic Hovland from the outside.
Okay, thanks, Kurt. Talk to you later.
All right. Take care, Jay. Thank you.
All righty, we'll be right back with more Tee to Green after this.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. Tee to Green continues looking at what's going on in golf this weekend. The LPGA Tour, Liberty National, great golf course in Jersey City for the Mizuho's America's Open. Nelly Korda takes a two-shot lead into the final round today. Nelly trying to start a new winning streak at 13 under par, two shots ahead of Hannah Green, who's 11 under. Yaka Fury and Gabby Ruffles, three back at 10 under. Jennifer Kupcho, Sophia Popov at 9 under, four back. And Se-Young Kim and the Jeternigan sisters, Rhea Arya and Moira, are at 8 under. They are five shots back heading into the final round today. Of course, the 106th PGA Championship at Valhalla. Final round today, 2:35 tee times for the co-leaders, Xander Schauffele and Colin Morikawa, both at 15 under par, a shot better than Sahith Tagala, looking for his first major at 14 under. Bryson DeChambeau, Victor Hovland, 13 under, just two back. And then a group of Shane Lowry, Robert McIntyre, Justin Rose at 12 under par, Dean Burmester, 11 under, six players at
10 under, including Justin Thomas and Tony Finau. After that, I don't know. I don't see Keegan Bradley at 9 under, Rory or Jordan Spieth at 8 under, or Scottie Scheffler at 7 under par, being able to pull it out in the last round today. Too many players to climb over, but you never know. Somebody could go super low. Not going anywhere on this final day will be Tiger, Phil, John Rahm, and Wyndham Clark, notables who miss the cut at the PGA Championship in Valhalla. Enjoy the last round today on CBS. Thanks to the Golf Firepower brought by our guest today, Jeff White, from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America, and from longtime author, golf writer, and golf publisher now, Kurt Sampson, for being with us as well. Hope you enjoyed it. Enjoy the PGA Championship today, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks to Robert DeCose in Master Control. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.